Blog Talk Radio.
Never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through, just need to testify to somebody next to him. Tell him, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. Now I'm stronger. Now I'm wiser, I'm better, so much better. I made it. Is there anybody in this house other than me that could declare you made it? Tell your neighbor, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Tell them, never could have made it. Oh, I wish I had some help here. I wish I had just two or three people that would just declare it. Never would have made it.
Never
would
have made it.
Never could have made it. I just love to encourage myself. Sometimes I just look in the mirror and say, I'm strong, I'm wise, I am better, so much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. But I never would have made it. I never could have made it without you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, good God Almighty, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Never could have made it. Singing one more time. All I need is just one more time. Everybody say with me.
Never would have made it.
Oh.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is your boy Justified, and you are now listening to Men of Faith in Action Radio Show, bringing it to you every Sunday from 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. I'm going to go on and invite my co-host into the building, the one and only OG Cocaine. How you doing today, brother?
Hey, peace and blessings to you, Justified, and peace and blessings to everybody out there listening. You know...
Yes, sir. How you feeling on this Sunday afternoon, brother?
Man, I'm feeling good, man. It's always a good day when God gets you up and we get it. Our imperfections is a perfect platform to praise perfection, and this is a platform right here. So, hey, man, you couldn't ask for anything better than this here. Mafia Radio, Men of Faith in Action, Justified and Cokeezy. Hey, that's what it do.
Praise yes, God. Yes, sir. Our mission is to provide inspiration and motivation through testimony from the streets, and that's just what we're going to bring you every program is testimonies from the streets and from the brothers that have lives have been impacted by God and want to get on these airwaves and share with us, right?
Yeah, man. We have it, man. That's what it's about is to create this, you know, this platform, it was a seed that was planted and justified, y'all. And, you know, we got to be able to hop aboard that fellowship. And you ain't got to be all perfect. You ain't got to be all this. You ain't got to be all that. All you got to do is just bring your faith hat, put that on, and talk about unity and love and plugging your community up, how you can change things. So we got... You know, last week was very, very exciting because, you know, you heard some cold testimonies from Battle Cat, from Box, from King Scratch, from our Muslim brother that called in, you know what I'm saying? And that's what it's about. You know, this platform is so good. You know, every Sunday we get a chance to listen and be witnesses to the own community. You know, plugging their organizations and just talking about how God has impacted their life. So, man, it was a beautiful thing last week, and we just want to keep this going. This is not a fad or something that's going to play out. Every Sunday, we come to you live and direct, and we know God is going to show up and show out because we only vessels. You know, it's all about Him, giving Him the glory. And at the end of the day, we do what we have to do, you know what I'm saying, as vessels. So this is really God's show, and, you know, we just partake in His movie that's already written out. So You know, it's a good thing, man. We got some exciting topics. Justified. God is good, ain't he?
All day long, man. The fact that we're woke up this morning and that we still have vocal abilities to praise him. He says, let everything that makes a noise give him praise. So in reality, we just doing our part by bringing this format to the air and allowing people to, you know, use their voice to give him praise and to let others know how good he has been to them.
Yeah, yeah. So look, before we go into another song that we're going to play, just tell them real briefly, because we still want to talk about the topic of how has God impacted your life. But we got some other topics that, you know, the Spirit that was talking to us. And explain a little bit about that real quick.
Well, we wanted to not only give our opinions on the situations, but to invite our callers and listeners to call in and speak on the topics. We wanted to discuss, you know, the difference between the law and grace, you know what I mean, the old covenant versus the new covenant. We also wanted to get into what it is that we think that we could do as a people, as a community of brothers and sisters, you know, to come together and better our communities, bring change to our situations. So it's going to be an interesting dialogue. We're going to chop it up about several different things and really let God lead and take control of this situation. You feel me?
Man, right on time all the time. God is right on time all the time. So if you can, man, I know not if you can. Man, why don't you play some of them goodies, man, that you done divvied up over there, man. Play some of that good soul music, good for the soul. What you got?
Yeah, right now we gonna hit them with a back-to-back, you know what I'm saying, from the host, you feel me? Let them know that, you know, we're using our voice on this situation, you know, to dialogue with our peoples, but that we also have took the responsibility to put these solid messages in our music that we pushing out to the masses. So, you know, back-to-back, we're going to give them a little bit of cocaine, no pain, no gain, and then we're going to follow them up with a little bit of Justified, then we're going to get into these calls that's on the line. All the callers on the line, we see you, the 256s, the 909-760s, we appreciate you tuning in and giving us a piece of your Sunday afternoon, but we're going to soothe your soul with some of this good music right now. Check it out.
Yeah. standing here, thanking God for his grace. Yeah. It's hard sometimes. I don't deserve this love. I ain't do nothing to earn it. Show me unconditional, and I didn't return it. It's messed up because the moment you learn it, you gotta hope that you're wise enough to receive and discern it. Everybody smiling at me, don't mean me no good. Smiling faces tell lies, it ain't just in the hood. My whole life I've been misunderstood, and misunderstanding is quick to get you killed in the hood. Surprised I'm still standing, gotta be a higher source. If God's the groom, surprised he don't want a divorce. No prenup, he gave it to me up front. Blessed me with my talent, then I went and did what I want. I went astray, partied and played, but guess what? My moms and pops had already prayed. I don't care where you're from or how you behave, cause Jesus got the grace to save.
Jesus got that grace to save.
It don't matter what you've been through, he always been there with you.
Jesus got that grace to save.
No matter what you did do, he's ready to forgive you.
Jesus got that grace to save.
It don't matter what you've been through, he always been there with you.
Jesus got that grace to save.
No matter what you did do, he's ready to forgive you.
I don't deserve this love, yet you love me and strive. With all my bones in the closet, you look past my pride. I remember March of 98 when I almost died. When all my homies left me, you was right there by my side. You ain't never left me alone, you always shotgun in the ride. The only one that really know me and what goes on in my mind. You know the secrets I'm embarrassed to share. Sometimes it seems like you the only one that cares. No matter how I mess up, you always take me back and forgive. You should have left me a long time ago after stuff that I did. But it's not in your nature. You took a wretch like me and blessed me with favor. You gave me the gift of music, and while other brothers labor, I'm in the studio giving praises to my Savior. I try to forget the way I used to behave, cause Jesus got that grace to save.
Jesus got that grace to save.
It don't matter what you've been through, he always been there with you.
Jesus got that grace to save.
No matter what you did do, he's ready to forgive you.
Got that grace to save.
It don't matter what you've been through, he always been there with you.
Jesus got that grace to save.
No matter what you did do, he's ready to forgive you. If it weren't for the blood of Jesus, I wouldn't stand a chance. In this evil world, devil wants me to dance. I used to two-step with him until the music stopped. I was moving right with him. Man, I was such a disgrace. I let my love for the money take over God's place. You know how it goes on that paper chase. You ain't thinking about God until you catch a case. Light sitting made this rider pump his brakes. Little quiet time to reflect on my mistakes. A whole lot of things that I gotta correct. I refuse to abuse God's love for the homie's respect. Man, them busters wasn't really my friends. Just a bunch of male groupies wanting to ride in the pen. If they was really down, they would have accepted my change. And be glad I found that grace to save.
Jesus got that grace to save.
It don't matter what you've been through, he always been there with you.
Jesus got that grace to save.
No matter what you did do, he's ready to forgive you.
Jesus got that grace to save.
No matter what you've been through, he always been there with you.
Jesus got that grace to save.
No matter what you did do, he's ready to forgive you.
Yeah, we had to hit you with a couple back-to-backs from the host. First song we ran into was No Pain, No Gain by Mr. Cocaine. And that song that just went off was myself, with Jesus Got That Grace to Save. What it do, Cocaine? You still
hear me? No. Yeah, I'm right here. You hear me?
Yes, sir, I got you in now. Switchboard was acting a little crazy on me, but I got you.
Yeah, that's a beautiful intro. So, you know, with no further ado, we want to get some of these calls in, you know, and we want to answer a couple questions that we did. We're going to be on this topic just for a little bit because I know there's a lot of people that called last weekend and we couldn't get everybody in. So we want to at least, you know, at least spend at least 30 minutes on this. You know, how has God impacted your life? And then we want to move on to the next question, because this type of platform, Justified Cocaine, got set up, that God got set up. We want to get a chance for the audience to go ahead and give their testimony. And we could talk all day, you know what I'm saying? We just setting it up for y'all. and go ahead and let God talk through y'all, you know, and don't hold back, y'all. You know, whatever it is on your mind, now's the time to lay it all out, you know, so it can touch somebody else on the other end. So, you know, with no further ado, Justify.
You know, yeah, what we're going to do, I've been seeing we got a 256 that's been holding on from the top of the show, so we're going to go ahead and bring them in. 256-374, you're on the line.
Hey, it's Sandy from Alabama.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
We done.
Hey, how you doing?
Call in.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, thanks for calling in. Appreciate the love. The question that we would ask you, young lady, would be, how has God impacted your life?
How has God impacted my life? Well, first and foremost, I would have to say that God has impacted my life when he cleaned me up and got me off the streets from being a 20-year drug addict. I'm a survivor of drug addiction and abuse, was on the streets. And he continues to impact my life, as no matter what I go through, that with God all things are possible, and that he's the healer of all. He's the number one in my life. My faith is strong, and I trust God with all things. And right now, he's also showed me that as I'm going through, I fell at work and broke my wrist in three places, and I had surgery Friday, but still in the midst of my storm, I'm still blessed because it could have been worse. I still have my job, and I'll be able to go back to work in probably about two more weeks. So God continues to show his hands in the midst of the storm. No matter what, we still have to say our blessings.
Amen, amen. You know what, just to interject on that, that's good because, you know, we think life sometimes is supposed to be peaches and cream all the time, but it's not at those high places where you are, more so than those low places, because that's when grace comes in. You know what I'm saying? To be able to praise God, no matter what you're going through, no matter how much you know you're not deserving of it. You know what you've done in the past, and you know some things might creep up on you, like condemnation and different other things. We might feel guilty. But one thing that you can, that is the undisputed truth, is that no matter what we go through, no matter what the situation is, we can still get up. No matter what we going through, we can still get up and praise God, no matter what the storm is. So we salute you on our end. You know, that's what it's about. But I know God got a smile on his face whenever his children, no matter what they're going through, get up and praise God. So we applaud that.
Well,
amen to that.
It.
Amen to that.
Do you
ahead,
have
Sandy.
Any questions for us?
Yeah, I'm here.
Justify.
You asking if she had any questions, Cocaine?
You have any questions for the young lady?
Just, you know, like I said, I know she's a big supporter of a lot of our coalition radio programs, and I'm glad that, you know, this format appealed to you and that you wanted to, you know, take time to call in and share with us. We definitely appreciate you tuning in all the way from Alabama, and that just, you know, goes to show that we're going to try to reach the world with this platform here. We're on the internet. You can hear us from anywhere. You can call in with your feedback, and we're really just going to try to move each other with great testimony and positive impact. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir. Yeah, this I was really interested in when I seen this on Facebook, so I was like, well, let me just call in and, you know, let's say what God has done for me. You know, my testimonies are also on the internet. I did an interview on So Focus Radio, and so about my addiction and how far I've come. So, you know, people can check that out also.
Man, that's a testimony that's going to touch a lot of people. And see, that's what Mafia Radio, Men of Faith and Action, is about. It's not just subject for the men. You see how the women are calling to get a testimony, you know, and that's what it's about. Like I said, for me to justify, we really applaud that because that's a big silverback gorilla. Anybody that get that off your back, and I know what you've been through and where you, where you're headed, you know. So I salute that, because giving all the glory to God, that's the one who helped change your life. So that's
yes,
a good
sir.
Thing. So, yep, you keep going and keep supporting. You know, this
oh,
is all
I will,
about
no doubt.
Kingdom business. So God bless you and your family. You have a good day.
Thank you. You too.
All right, now let's get to some more callers.
Yeah, we're going to go into a 909-954 that's been on the line for quite a second. Let's bring them in. 909-954.
Justify, what it do, man? Dunamis checking in, man.
What's going on with you, Mr. Dunamis?
Oh, man, I'm blessed, man. Just sitting back, kids taking a nap, and I was like, man, let me call in and support the homies, man. Like, love what y'all doing, you know. I'm a Mafia member myself, so. Just glad I could be a part of this, man.
Well, I know you got a testimony, brother. Why don't you go ahead and, you know, share something with our listeners, you know what I mean? Give them some inspiration. Let them know what God done for you.
What ain't he done for me, bro? You know, to be 33 from St. Louis, father left when I was 9, grew up in a neighborhood that was just like squats. To have a wife, 3 beautiful kids, my own business. I haven't had to clock in at a 9-to-5 in over 3 years. I ain't never been to prison with all the crazy stuff I done in my life, man. It's just a blessing all around. That's why I can't frown, man. I know I ain't got everything that I would like to have, but I got more than enough, you know what I'm saying?
Righteous, righteous. You got enough to get by from day to day. And, you know, I know you have made a change with your music, you know what I mean? Go ahead and speak on that real quick.
Well, yeah, man, I was, you know, my name used to be Tadell. When I was in St. Louis, I was a secular artist for about 10 years, but as I got closer to God, you know, I always was a real artist. I don't understand, and I really can't honor these dudes who talk about all this stuff they don't know nothing about. So when I talked about guns or drugs or the streets, it was because, you know, if I talk about a gun in the trunk, I mean, I just took it out the trunk. Or I'm talking about selling drugs, it's because I just got done doing it. But as I became a family man and going to church more, you know, I wasn't living that life, so I felt like I couldn't rap about that stuff no more. So, you know, slowly but surely, God called me to ministry. The first song I ever wrote was actually a gospel song when I was 19. And so, you know, it was always in my heart. Now, album going, you know what I'm saying? Got YouTube and Facebook followings and all that good stuff, man. So it's just a blessing, you know what I'm saying? And I don't know if Cocaine remember, but when you came out to Victorville, man, me and my boys had opened up for you.
Yeah, yeah. That was a minute.
Yeah, that was when we had brought you out here last August. And Two Face and Dunamis, they got down and opened up. We started the show off. You know, as a show promoter, I've always, you know, welcome groups that wanted to magnify God through their music, you know, to get down in the club, because I felt that is where that message needs to be heard. You know what I mean? Me and myself, I hit the stage and, you know, I bring God to every show because I wouldn't be at that show without him. And, you know, that's just something that, you know, I've always tried to do. So, you know, we got a lot of good things coming up. Mafia, Dunamis performed on the first Mafia event that we did at the fairgrounds. So, you know, I know he's going to be a strong supporter and help us out and make this show a success.
Hey, first, hey, brother, I wanna commend you on that, and for you to recognize the Lord is everything, because, you know, if how you gonna get to it if you ain't never been through it? It's like,
man,
you know, ain't nobody on this planet will never be perfect, but at the same time, what God does, he uses our imperfection because he's totally perfection. So people think that you need to be some type of goody two shoes or whatever it is to praise God. No, I praise God because, man, the simple fact is because it's not that I'm good, or it's not the simple fact that I choose to want to be intelligent and want to articulate some things from my spirit. Because to tell you the truth, it's a lot of intelligent brothers right there in the penitentiary. You see what I'm saying? It's not because of that. It's because of one thing, because of God's grace. His grace is good. Because, you know, they talk about this. They talk about repent for its time. Well, how many people on this planet that are human beings will truly repent? Right. Because the one thing that I do get, the reason why I repent every day, because I get up and glorify my God. Now, it is things about myself that if I'm not careful, I can suffer condemnation because of the fact that we know we don't need to be straddling the fence.
Right.
A lot of stuff. You know, and sometimes we have to be careful because we can do more struggling and quicksand of guilt than really trying to dig yourself out and find the right way to go. So,
yeah, you got
to
forgive yourself first for your shortcomings.
Yeah. Being that said, the reason why is that we're supposed to follow the laws and different other things like that, of course. And like I said the other day, I think God put it on my heart, put it out on Twitter, and I was saying, you know, you can put on your seatbelt all day because that's the law. But let me tell you something, even though you put on your seatbelt, that will not ensure you getting into an accident. It was grace that didn't make you crash in the first place. So
amen.
When you start to understand grace and start to praise grace, you don't have to worry about, am I doing this right? Am I doing that right? Oh, am I doing this right? Or do I got a booger in my nose? Do I don't have a booger? Because all that stuff can really internally push you far away from it.
Right.
We're here by grace. And the reason why we praise God, no matter if you're Jew, Christian, Muslim, no matter what, because no matter what's going on, it's because of God's grace that woke us up. Not the law, because if it was by the law, we lie to ourselves all the time. That's why I don't like looking in the mirror all the time, because when you look in the mirror likes to lie to you. You dig what I'm saying?
Nah, you sure. So, that's what's up.
You know, I salute you for that, not to talk so much, but I salute you for that, you know, for making that change, because we want to be able to make that change without suddenly judging our people, fam.
Okay.
You know, it's a
lot of things. Justified, know me, man. I do ministry, but at the same time, I kick it with all, you know, dominoes. We play dominoes. I go to everybody's shows. I support because what I done found out is it's more people in the church who really fired than these cats in the streets. You know, like I got homies who
say that. Say that.
But they got good hearts. You know what I'm saying?
They got good etiquette. Etiquette.
Right, they got the etiquette. You know, they'll help your old lady across the street. They gonna say yes, ma'am, and no, ma'am. They not gonna judge you. You know what I'm saying? But I know y'all busy, man. Y'all got a lot of callers. I justified before I go. Can I get a listeners of 16 real quick?
Say that again.
I said before I go, can I get a listeners of 16 real quick?
Man, if you gonna magnify God, I don't see why not.
Oh, well then I got you. Hold on. All right, this is the intro for my new album, Power and Might, coming out in the next few weeks. So it's my prerogative to do something that's positive. No more making music about women that's derogative. See, the problem is we focused on the wrong thing. Fame, a long chain with all that nonsense, you can go, man. Filled with the Holy Spirit through my lyrics, you gon' hear it. God saved the rich like me, so hallelujah, gotta cheer it. Started some time ago, a couple hundred rhymes ago. Something touched my heart and said, Tadara, change your kind of flow. Reacted kind of slow, way too caught up in the world. Changed my rhyme to change the mind of a few little boys and girls. In Psalms 27:6, my Savior spoke to me and said, my head will be held high above all of my enemies. And won't pretend to be perfect, because none of us are. Might sound bizarre, I'd rather be saved than be a star. I'm saying thank you, Savior, because through all my bad behavior, stood right by my side. Don't need all state, there is no greater neighbor.
That's what's up. That's what's up.
That's what I'm talking about, Jack.
Hey, cocaine, that's the first time.
That's why I'm
somebody called in and
spoke. Yeah, huh? That's what I'm talking. That's what I'm talking about right there, fam. That's what. See what I'm saying? And you know what? I'm gonna tell y'all something. This straight face, no sugar cut, no screenplay. Man, when you do stuff like that, and you, like Justify said, you know. It's kingdom business, it's going to be infectious because that's what type of ciphers we need. You know what I'm saying? Talking about something. You know, talking about uplifting, you know, our peoples, man. So big ups for that 16 right there, homie. On my mama, rest in peace. That was nice, homie.
Man, my bad. And one last thing, I want to say this. Today is the 2-year anniversary of my mother going home. So rest in peace, Janice Davis. We love you. You'll never be forgotten. And happy birthday, Kendall. Today my daughter's birthday, so appreciate
rest
that.
In peace, man, the mom, man, and much love, man, to you. God bless you, soldier of God, man.
Yes, sir. I'm going to stay tuning in, man. Y'all stay at it, Justified, man. I'm going to holler at you. I got that footage for you, bro.
Let's do it, brother. God bless you. Thank you for calling in.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Cocaine, that's what, you know, you and I talk about, you know, behind the scenes, never knowing what's going to happen, you know what I mean? And that was definitely, you know, a nice 16, something that you and I got to talk about, man. We might have to make that a part of the show and, you know, have a little cipher towards the end of the show with that positivity.
Yeah, man, say no more. You know how we move. Hey, we move with the spirit, fam. Everything that's coming out how it is because God is doing it. So let's move on it. It's all good.
Right. We got a few more callers on there. Let's go to this 760 that's been holding with us for a minute. We got 760-698 in the building. 760-698? Okay, they might not be quite ready. Hold on, let me try one more time. 760-698? 760. Okay, they're not ready. Let's go to this. Looks like we got a foreign caller right here from overseas. Let's see what this is. Hello.
Hey, what's up?
What's going on?
Not much, just chilling out, you know, in the studio, working. Same old, really. I managed to catch the last 16 bars of that guy, and that's why she got me to call in, listen to the 16 bars. And then I was just like, listen to his story and all that. So that's why, hence why I called in mainly.
So, yeah. Right. Where are you calling from, sir?
I'm in England. I live in England.
Big ups to England.
Definitely. And I'm working with every single artist under the sun at the moment, which is awesome.
Let us ask you this. Are you in a position to share a testimony with us about how God has impacted your life and the things that you're doing?
I am, actually. Admittedly, I'm not holy. I will say that first, but I'm not holy. But then again, I feel everything that's happened to me in my life, I'm able to bring to the music scene now, as far as production goes. For example, when I was like 10, I lost my dad. He unfortunately passed away when I was 10 years old. It took me a long, good 4 or 5 years before I could even talk about it properly, write about it in the form of hip-hop music. And I actually recorded a song, but it was not that good. So I decided, let's put that one aside and put that one to rest, and we'll focus on the production side of things. And I have yet to finish a complete track about it, but what I like is the fact that everything I can pull from my past experiences, I can put into my music, so I can get the rapper to feel how I want them to feel, so I can sort of get them to tell the story, and I can get them, that's what I do as far as the records go at the moment, for me, is being able to pull stuff from my life into this music, and it turned out really well. Especially things. I mean, I was not never the most popular kid at school, unfortunately, and I did get bullied a lot at school, and all the bullying consists of, you're not going to be anything, you're going to be a bum, and yet I constantly use that subject as a form of constantly use it as a subject I feel very strongly on, the anti-bullying, school bullying and all that. I do a lot of stuff as far as music goes, you know, and all that. And the track, and especially the subject, very sensitive subject that happened to me at school, they obviously told me I was not going to be anything, yet that record that I managed to produce in anger for them, not in anger as in, I want to hurt you, mean hip-hop, the track, as far as production side goes, is the one that's got me most of the success at the moment and has got me most of the major artists working with me because of what happened to me at school. I was able to put that into music, and now I'm able to turn around and say, hold on, wait, you deliver newspapers for a living? You work in a store. I get paid to work at home, dude. I literally sit at home and I produced this hit for, you know, some major record label. And I probably would not have been able to do that if I was not bullied, if that makes sense. If I cannot bring them to say, this is it.
So what I'm hearing you say is that you allow your inner spirit to control, you know, what you put out in your production, and that, for one, that's a gift from God to be able to do that. So that's kind of what I hear you trying to explain, but, you know, not hitting it directly on the head.
Yeah. To sum up, yeah, that's pretty much what I do. I take real-life situations, and instead of doing through anger, through, you know, annoying, like hurting people physically, I rather put all my anger into music, and that's a way of me releasing it. You know, I don't, you know, I could easily go out and break someone's legs if I wanted to, but instead I'd rather sit in the studio for 6 hours and release it gradually through my production. And you'll notice that in my production, if you ever have a chance to listen to some of it, is that I will take a subject, and if I'm, you can tell the day I, well, how I was feeling the day I produced it. So like if I'm really angry, it'll be a really dark, heavy beat. If it's a, I'm happy, it'll be a nice R&B beat, like a love song. You know, it all depends on how I feel at a certain moment in time. And all my titles that I name my tracks, I don't just call them this. I call them sensitive subjects, like the track Bully is about me getting bullied at school. Alone is an R&B track about someone being alone. That's, I tell stories through music. I like the artist to help me tell the story as far as it goes.
Right. Well, we appreciate you taking time to call in and, you know, share with us, brother. We hope that you would stay on the line and be motivated, inspired by some of these other testimonies that are coming to the line. We're going to keep going down this line. We're going to try 760 one more time, see if we can get it together. 760-698.
Hi, how are you?
I'm blessed. How are you?
I'm very blessed. My brother's from another glorified mother. How are you? Mr. Righteous Kane.
Oh, I'm doing all right. I can't complain. God is good, ain't he?
Oh, all the time. All the time. I just want to share with you all that I'm so glad that God's been on your side and pulling my brothers out. It makes me so happy and joyful to see brothers like you doing what you do.
All the glory to God. All the glory to God.
For sure, for sure. We thank you for calling in. I think we got one of our special guests in the building right now. Let me try to go to him and see if this is him. We got 714 in the building with us.
Justify, what up, man?
What up with you, big to the boy? How you doing today, bro?
Man, kingdom business, man. I'm sitting here in the church parking lot, man. Had to come to the car real quick, man. You know what I'm saying? And get my call, my shouts out, man. Shouts out to Cocaine and my boy Justify for doing kingdom business, man.
Hey, big to the boy. That's another song, Saint, y'all. Y'all better ask somebody. What up, big?
Oh, man, just sitting here at the church house, man. About to go back up in here in the 10 any minute, man.
Man, double dose of the Holy Ghost. Give it to him, man. We got this thing, man. It's going good. We got the sisters calling. We got, you know, England and calling, and the hood is calling. It don't matter where you're from. It matters where you're at. Rakim said it best. And for yourself to come on the show and share this, man, it's going to touch so many lives. We appreciate everything that you do, the movement, the stuff you do behind the scenes, in front of the scenes. It's all kingdom business. There's been no wrinkles in your clothes. Your kingdom business movement has been immaculate. And we want to honor you as well, Saint, because that's what it's about. You know, we can perpetuate screenshots of money and popping bottles. Ain't nobody judging that. Ain't nobody judging that. That's what we ain't saying. But brothers like Big to the Boy and people, different other people out there, if you're in the community as well, hey, that's what it's about. This brother right here, him and Justify, oh, man, they doing some kingdom business for their community. So we happy to have you aboard. Tell your testimony on how has God impacted your life, brother.
Man, God at the end of the day, man, that's all you can scream, man, you know, because God will strip you, you know what I'm saying? He'll strip you and make you start all over again. And at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, it's all about giving him his glory and honor. So when it comes to me, man, I'm just super thankful, man. I done came from the street life just like everybody else. And but the cool part about it, I'm still in the streets, but I'm ministering to my peoples. I'm going hood to hood with it, though. I'm doing stuff that a lot of cats, you know what I'm saying, don't even really have the courage to do, but at the end of the day, that's my job. You know what I'm saying? Here, just like I said, I'm at church right now as we speak, you feel me? And here, everybody at my church super look up to me, homie. It's like I'm the, they call me the hood deacon up here, and they call me the little big homie, you feel me? So at the end of the day, that's what it's about, man. I done been shot up. You know what I'm saying? I done been on my deathbed many times, man, so I thank God, you know what I'm saying, that he got me here. I got a label. I'm doing my music, you know what I'm saying? And at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, you got to give God the glory. Without giving God the glory, man, ain't nothing possible. So at the end of the day, man, that's what I do. While a lot of people don't like, you know what I'm saying, hearing about God 24/7, man, that's my job, to put in your face and in your ear, man. So with that said, man, I'm super thankful.
One thing I want to interject on that, and that I got something from the Spirit on that, and that it must be said, and I know Justify got some questions to ask you too. But look, real briefly, I think, and I want you to back me up on this, brother, so we can be in agreement with each other. The thing of it is that when the Holy Spirit or whatever, when it touches you, we got to realize, and some, not all of us, but some of us realize, as being in tune to the Word or the Quran or whatever you're in tuned in to the Spirit, is that we got to stop being in competition with who's doing the Holy Spirit more or who's doing it less. It is not right. Our job. It is not our job to be like, okay, well, they copying me. Copying you. And then if it happens like that, it you become carnal. You know what I'm saying? Right. And you're so far away from God than you know, because this is supposed to word, the seed that has been planted, the knowledge that has been planted, it has to be infectious. And it can't be about one individual. It has to be about God. And that's right. Something, brother, that I see you do. It's a lot of people that claim they run around here, but then they downplay under their breath, and they don't speak from the Word. They speak to glorify themselves. Look what I've done. Look at this. Look at this. Oh, they copying me. When you need to take that foolish pride and put God back in the driver's seat, because it's not about me, it's not about us, and it damn sure ain't about you. You know, so right. One thing that I've noticed that you have done, you have been very selfless in your movement. You get it. It's a lot of people that don't get it, and we as saints, we got to have an unbelievable courage and patience to be able to understand, not judge the flaws, but to speak from the Word. So if you can, back me up. What do you think about that, people in competition with what God has, and they kick God out the driver's seat? Tell us something about that.
Man, I look at it like, You gotta. Without giving God the glory, man, it's not. I don't know. I just think ain't nothing possible out here in life, man. You feel me? It's like a lot of people want to be in the driver's seat. A lot of people want to be seen. A lot of people do it as a competition thing. But at the end of the day, God know you and your heart. You know what I'm saying? Just like I said, God don't like ugly. You know what I'm saying? He'll strip you and he'll show you. He'll show that too. For all the cats that's in competition, when it come to God, he'll strip you and show you. And at the end of the day, he'll let you know, like, if you really rep him how you say you really rep him. You feel me? Ain't nobody perfect in life. I know I'm not. And I know it ain't a competition thing. I just, hey, if people want to follow what I do, you know what I'm saying? I salute that. But at the end of the day, God get that glory. If I can go hood to hood and holler at hood cats in the community and make them feel a certain type of way because I'm doing it, or they used to see me, you know what I'm saying, on the block doing it how I did it, you know what I'm saying, at the end of the day, I feel good about that because I feel like I saved a soul or two. It ain't no competition thing right here. when you done been shot up, when you done been on your deathbed, when you done fought cases that you would never think you'll be able to get out of, man, that ain't nothing but God. That wasn't
no.
the VA. That wasn't nobody else.
Say that.
That was God right there. So at the end of the day, for those that look at me or like competition or anybody like competition, man, you don't know a brother's story unless you sit down and chop it up with him. So to speak on that right there, man, God got the driver's seat, man. I'm just a cat that's following. You know what I'm saying? Even if I'm not in the same car, I'm behind him. You know what I'm saying? I'm just a cat that's trying to play a part out here, man. You know what I'm saying?
Amen. And see, brothers and sisters, you know, all walks of life, we have to be able to put down our pride and say, you know what, that's correct, because it's about righteousness purposes. And the reason why brother, Big to the Boy, say God has stripped you, because ain't no sugarcoating with God. Of course, we're not perfect, but what God does not like is vanity and being prideful so much. You know, because at the end of the day, this is not God's radio station. You know, the seed was planted on pride heart. And Justified did the right thing he did. He glorified God. He said, this is not mine. Same thing with what I'm doing. I'm not perfect at all, you know. Yeah, I mean, shut the F up and cut the check record or anything else I do as far from a gospel record. Of course not. So I'm not going to get sent out here and send wrong mixed signals. And same thing with Big to the Boy. We all think alike. Same thing with Justified. We think alike, and brothers out there. But this platform right here is to give no matter what's going on. I will cast all my cares upon to the Lord. That means that's not casting my cares out when I'm just doing good. That means casting my cares out when I'm seeming lost. I mean, cast my cares out when I know that I could be doing better consciously. So that's for brother to go ahead and push that out there. That's what it's all about. We got to knock off this pride stuff and be able to open up dialogue and not talk over each other, talk with each other. And that's one of the things that I'm privileged to be a witness, as my brother Justified privileged, and all of us on this phone and listeners. We privileged to be witnesses, because it's not about us. It's about God. It's about Yah, about Allah, about Jesus, about number one. You know what I'm saying? So as long as we do continue to put those messages out there, we're going to put a dent in Satan's program. So we big ups to you on my side. I know Justified got some questions that he probably want to ask you.
Yeah, really not a question, but more, you know, going into what, you know, when you're speaking about the competition and things like that, it's like this, man. God is way bigger than all of us individually, and he has a master blueprint of his will being done in this earth, and he has those that he chooses to carry forth that mission. And we're supposed to work together. If we all are the same God, then we all got the same vision, because it's his. And it's not about copying and duplicating. It's about following orders from the Father. And all our visions are common because he gave it to all of us. And he put us in a position to be together to carry it out. So, you know what I mean? This platform is for all those men of faith. Anybody that feel God has given them something to do on this earth, mount up. You know what I mean? We're going to put our faith together, right, and we're going to make change in our community. And that's one thing that you and I discussed, Cocaine, that would be a topic is, okay, we got God in us. We're following his lead. Now, what are the things that we can do and that we should be doing, like you did by feeding the homeless and doing the things that you do with Bamit? Like, let's discuss that. What's the plan? We together? What things can we do to make a change in our communities and in this world, period?
And also images that we can show to help inspire, you know what I'm saying, because this is the age of information and visuals. So elaborate on that as well, Big to the Boy.
Man, basically, it's the music, you know what I'm saying, it's the videos, Like when we get a chance to get a plateau like how y'all got the radio station, when Kingdom people get a chance to get in a position like that, I feel like, you know, it's just go time. You know what I mean? When you rep God, there ain't no limit to that, man. When it comes, just like how we were speaking on the competition part, when you really got the Holy Ghost in you, there ain't no competition. So that's why I don't even really use the competition thing like that, because God is God. There ain't no competing with Him. We look at that when it comes to the worldly world, it's competition. But when it comes to God, man, you can't compete with somebody that's higher than high. You know what I'm saying? So when it comes to me and the team, it's like it's Kingdom business right here. You feel me? That's the only way we move. You know what I mean?
If God is the captain, all on the same team, correct? If God is the captain, we all on the same team, so how can we fight internally? We kill ourselves. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. That's why I mean, you know, when it comes to what I do, you know what I'm saying, and the movement and the people that I represent, man, it's just all getting one accord, man, on the same page, man, and just doing really Kingdom business. You feel me? You can't talk about Kingdom business and water that word down. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, it's like, ain't nobody perfect, man. I'm here to save a soul, man, and that's my job. So when it comes to BAM at ENT, when it comes to anything we do, it's not really for show. Yeah, we got Facebook and all these social media sites that you can put a picture or talk about what you do, but at the end of the day, man, just like I said, it's no show. It's all Kingdom business right here on my end. You dig straight up, though. I don't got no shame in repping God and what He done for me. And just like I said, I done been shot up, man. I done been on my deathbed many a times, you feel me? And at the end of the day, it wasn't the homies that saved me. It wasn't nothing that really saved me but the man upstairs, homie. So I'm going to rep that. You know what I mean? I'd rather rep that than rep anything else, homie, period.
Amen. You know, y'all heard it first. Big to the boy. He ain't got to apologize for his blessing. You know what I'm saying? He ain't got to apologize for none of that. The man is a blessed person. And if y'all didn't hear it on this radio, he do a lot of things behind the scenes. He's genuine. And as a witness, you know, still sharp and steel and real. Don't recognize real. So we really appreciate you sharing that testimony, man, for the whole world to listen to, fam, because it's well needed. And, you know, each one teach one. If we could just reach one soul, that's what we need to do then.
Man, so that's what it's about.
I love you, brother. You know that.
I love you too, man. On the real, it take real men to rep God, homie. I'm going to keep it 100. We quick to rep the hood and we quick to rep everything else, but at the end of the day, when you got people that really do it for God and do it to save a soul, homie, that's what count. You feel me? Straight up. So I salute you and Justify for even having the courage to do what you do, period.
Man, thanks, man. All glory goes to Him. All glory goes to the Most High. Thanks, man.
Appreciate you taking time to share that testimony for this big.
For sure, all the time, little one. I'm about to head back in this church house, man. So blessings to everybody that's tuning in and all the listeners, man. And you two both kings, man. Straight up.
You too,
hey, man.
Pat.
All right.
Hey, Cocaine,
man.
I just got to tell you, man, real quick. I'm going with the flow. You told me to do what I do. That testimony, that conversation leads me to want to play this.
I king you that I come to you with the truth.
Yeah.
And people just to smoke and shoot up. Used to have a fruit cut, now he's a fruit butt. Dropped out of school and joined the neighborhood gang. Hanging on the street selling cane to his own people. Now when I say people, I mean color. You a stupid mother.
You a stupid mother. Since we are the mothers of this earth, it's time we start being good mothers from the birth of our children. No time for sleeping. Wiped out.
One and the same, everyone came in the same chain. Caught with the same aim, brain games and names changed. Destroyed the black male crack jail and semi-automatic static if the crack fails. So since we all talk the same slang,
stop killing my brother, cause we're all from the same gang.
Don't you know we gotta put our heads together? Make the change, cause we're all in the same gang.
Now as a youth, I used to get my bang on. And on the app, get my part-time slang on. When the time for me was no joke, though. They knew I was crazy, so they labeled me loco. Had me sleeves off, I feel it's 40. Low riding and tossing up a 40. Thinking in my mind that no one can handle us. The Dallas Brothers never touched Los Angeles.
Being a pimp that we are. We're here to speak in a situation that is going too far.
Here at home, it's the ghettos of L.A. Where a young black girl is not promised to see the next day.
Cause we used to come from the streets before we made beef.
But food's just late and frail and weak.
It don't depend on the color of a rag.
Cause if you got what they want, you know they're gonna take what you
cause
have.
Cause violence can only revolve from drugs and thugs and gangs and bang most times.
It's a political thing.
Yeah, a couple of spots to get popped.
And then the government wants to see me get all this stuff. I see. Ripping the microphone the way I do. Listen close, my brothers, cause I'm talking to you. The problem is we got a suicidal lifestyle. Cause 90% of us are living foul and wild. I say job, you say
bad joke. I'd rather jack another brother, watch the gun smoke.
Living in the fast lane, flipping like you're insane. You ain't stopping till your blood runs down the street drain.
Don't you know we got to put our heads together? Stop the fight.
Make the change.
Yo, we're not here to preach,
yeah.
Because we're not ministers. We're telling it like it is, just when it trans like sinister.
The reality speaks for itself when it's spoken.
A face head clutch can't bring nobody for smoking.
Yo, bullets flying, mothers crying,
brothers dying,
lying in the streets, that's why we're trying. And stopping from falling apart and going away, and keeping the smile off a white face.
And brothers, killing other brothers. I thought the idea was to love one another. Open up the papers to one more death. If y'all keep me stepping, there'll be no one left. I try my best to send an example, saying hype lyrics of a hip-hop sample. Not just to brag at the most, but to inform, cause they're living in the calm before the storm.
I'm in a rage.
Oh yeah, yo, why is that, G?
Of the races, they say we act like rats in a cage. I tried to argue, but check it, every night in the news we prove them suckers right, and I got the blues.
America,
get busy, Humpty.
The red, the white, the blue, and the blue and the red for Christian blood, the white for who's got you doing time. Busting caps on one another.
The underground sound for peace among brothers.
Kill a black man.
What?
Yo, what are you retarded?
Tell them, hum.
Yo, do you work for the Klan?
Do what you like.
Unless you like gang banging. Let's see how many brothers leave us hanging.
Kicking on the ad by the 8:45. All the homies getting blind in the 8-ball line. Now on this tip, they started running in the lip. Jumped in the deep, took a little trip. Hit the block about 12 on the tick. The whistles went down and the nine went click. People started yelling, bodies started bailing. Bullets go flying, sending something to hell in. It's gotta stop, we don't need all the violence. Peace in the hood and I'm over the silence. We got together, not for ego or fame. We got involved cause we're all in the same game.
Last but not least, yo, Easy's no sellout. And if you can't hang in the streets, then get the hell out. I'm not trying to tell you what to do. You have your own freedom of choice who to listen to. You know good from bad, fast from foul, right from wrong. Now your mother's singing that sad song.
My baby ain't never hurt nobody.
But he still got smoke at baby's party. But you're not the first or the last. You're nothing but a short story from the past. You're dead now, my number one but a zero. Take notes from Easy E, the violent hero.
Yes, yes, that was
man.
We all in the same gang.
Hey, hey, that was a crazy time because we did that video at Nickerson Garden. You know, Mike Concepcion, you know, big ups to him. You know, he had a lot to pull that together, got with a couple of, you know, key holders out there. And it's like, you know, that was a time on the riots. And, you know, y'all want y'all to listen to this. Man, that's a proven fact that we can get together. Red, blue, brown, it don't matter what it is. All it is just, you know, invoking that spirit of love. And that love comes from God. You know, it's only an illusion. The reason why things don't happen, truths don't happen too long, because we don't invoke the spirit of love. You know what I'm saying? And we want to get back to loving, you know, how we supposed to. And the only way you're able to do that is through the Almighty. Bottom line, he'll correct your steps. He'll make you do better because you knew better. You know, so, you know, big ups to you playing that. You know, that's getting the community together right there, man. When you go back, y'all get a chance. Look at we all in the same game. Come on, guys, all it takes, guys and sisters, it takes effort. That's all it takes. And for Justify, myself, and other people out there that you know, Big to the Boy, Battle Cat, it's just a lot of brothers out there that really care about the community and really care about pushing that line for God. No matter what's going on, God is going to correct everything. So we all in the same game, brother, right on time.
Yes, sir. With all that being said, man, it's just powerful how, you know, the Spirit moves. And like you said, this is his show, so he will have it flow as he would have it flow. And I got a very special guest, you know, that's on the line, somebody that's, you know, been very close to me and my family and just a positive, you know, force in my life. And I like to use the word mentor because that's what he does, not only for me but for many, many disadvantaged youth and people across this country and all around the world. And I'm going to bring him in real quick. This is the CEO of Street Positive, my big homie, Mr. Terry Boykins. What it do, sir?
Hey, Justified, how you and Cocaine doing, man?
Man, we over here doing it
the right way.
I'm
doing good, brother.
Good getting at you, Cocaine. Y'all keep doing what you're doing, man. You guys are making some noise. I'm just sitting back here doing a little R&R, a little cleanup, and I'm just got you guys on as the field and just going with you guys, man.
Oh, man, thanks, man. All the glory goes to him upstairs, you know. So thank you, brother. Thank you.
Well, great. Well, I'm not going to just basically talk at you guys, man. I want to be with you guys, man. And so Justify, you get with me, and I'm going to get some paper to you guys so you all can keep doing what you're doing so I can drop something in your bank account because that's what makes this stuff happen. Everybody, you know, is out there. I mean, it's all good with, you know, that's great and wonderful. But, you know, it's bread to buy and milk to put in the refrigerator. And so I definitely understand how this stuff works. So, Justify, you make sure you get at me, man, so I can get some stuff to you.
Right. And before you go, I got to shout out, you know, I know you do many things and involved in so many things, but the one thing that, you know, brought us together was the Million Father March. You know what I mean?
That's
and
right.
You do this every year all across the country. And if you could, just real briefly, because we were talking about things that we need to be doing, you know, to move this kingdom work further. And I know by experience that you are a mover and a shaker, and you don't talk about it, you be about it. You know what I mean? So just real quick to let our listeners know what type of impact Street Positive has on our communities.
Well, you know, it's all good, man. You know, the main thing, we definitely want to give an honor to God. You know, he is our Father. And when we talk about that is the Father of the Million Father March. And so this thing is really moving. It is shaking countries. It is shaking cities around this country. Giving a shout out to Black Star Project, Philip Jackson back in Chicago, Chi-Town. This campaign is about fathers engaging with their children from the first day of life. And so it's about being involved. It's about building legacy. And, you know, one of the things that I've always asked fathers is, have you secured the financial future of your family? As a man, have you taken care of that business? And so when you got that straight and when you start talking about setting up an inheritance for your children's children, we're going to get rid of some of this craziness, because once business is taken care of on that end, our families and our communities will be much stronger, much more vibrant. And, you know, I will say that when the father's in position, the world is in position, and our communities are without a question in position. And so, you know, we're coming up 2014. We kick off in July. We're getting ready for it right now. This year we are going to be dedicating the Million Father March to all young fathers. Whatever predicament you got yourself into, you know, whether you with the baby's mama, whether you got a relationship with her family, that responsibility to that child is your assignment. That child has been brought into this world by God, and he has assigned you to lead that child through life. And so we're going to be reaching out to these young brothers, giving them some mentorship, giving them some support, giving them some direction, so they do not walk away from their responsibilities, because you do not know if that child being brought into the world is brought into this society to lead the world. And I hate for you to step out of something that could be your blessing because you're not fulfilling your assignment. That's where we're going.
Wow, man, that's real kingdom business, and we applaud you for that. you know, without patronizing, we applaud you and say all glory goes to him. And, you know, it's to be able, like I say, to sit here and fellowship with you guys and to witness what God is doing is amazing. And going back to what you said with that seed, everything is in a seed. And, you know, whether he plants a seed spiritually or financially, it's all for the kingdom. And, you know, I just thank God an apple tree is different from a plum tree. It's different from a banana tree, but it all grows from one earth. You dig? And that's what it's about. You know, the fellowship is important for me. And, you know, Job to wise men, wise men to Job. We all in this fellowship together. So I'm just happy to be, you know, just join the ride what God already has set up to you. So salute, my brother, salute.
Well, back to you guys, man. I'm going to let you get back to your show. I'm just going to enjoy what you guys are doing. You guys are being challenged to be blessed. I'm liking what I'm hearing. I think that, you know, I've always, you know, had a very good relationship with Justified. I think that, you know, he is bringing forth his gifts, and I know he's matching them with yours. And I would say that you all continue to challenge them, brothers, that's in the game out there, that's, you know, that's spitting somebody else's lyrics, doing somebody else's business, trying to get their paper, but bringing a lot of destruction to our communities. And so you guys are keeping it real. You guys are bringing it straight. And I challenge you to get blessed from what you're doing. So I'm going to sign back off. I'm going to just sit back and listen to you guys while I handle some business around at the house. And but Justify, get at me. And I want to, you know, get a shout out, because one of the things that I'm really on to right now is preventing this child abuse in America. We are doing devastation to our children, and we've got to really put an end to that. So you guys get at me, and maybe we can work something out to put that word out on the street so that people can be on the lookout for these kids and they can have a chance at life. So I'll talk to you guys later.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Peace and love.
Thank you, Mr. Boykins, for taking time out of your day to call in and share and communicate with us on this platform. We really, really, really appreciate you. We got a lot of other callers on the line. I want to try to get to some of them, so we're going to go into this 716. They've been holding with us for quite a minute. 716, what it do?
It's just your girl, Reddy. What's good, Justify? What's good, bro? Cocaine in the building. I'm enjoying
your show. What it do? What it do? God bless you.
Man, back at you. You know what I'm saying? I'm enjoying your show. I checked you out last week, you know, and listening to your message, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's never a bad time to talk about God and, you know, what he's done for you or your trials and tribulations that you've been through, because we all know ain't none of us immune to it. So, you know,
well,
it's always
just
here.
Real briefly, you know, we always want to hear from a woman perspective on how has God impacted your life. So if you could take the platform, give a brief testimony, it, you know, get it over to the wide audience, you know?
Well, it's not a lot of people that know my story. I came across, actually, last year was a pretty hard year for me. I lost my mother on the 8th of December, you know what I'm saying, 2012, lost my husband on the 28th. Shortly before that, found out that my 14-year-old had leukemia, and you know what I'm saying? And when I'm dealing with that with my husband, he passed away at 38, asthma attack in the house. I end up having a heart attack right after my mother died, you know, couldn't deal with it, you know what I'm saying? So, and all this took place in less than a year, you know what I'm saying? And
wow.
Battling cancer, you know, the year before, finding out that I had, you know, ovarian cancer. So it was a lot, you know, and I can't lie. I actually lost my faith, you know, because I felt like I was being persecuted. I felt like, you know, God had allowed Satan to set his sights on me, you know, like Job did, you know, and
yeah.
So like one thing after the other, you know what I'm saying? So it was like, as soon as I got my bearings about me, you know what I'm saying, something else would just, like, shake me until I just finally, like, laid in the bed, you know, right after my husband passed away. I just laid in the bed and gave up. But it was, like, something, I guess, hit me in the head, you know what I'm saying, which hit me in the heart. So it was, like, in my head and my heart at the same time. And I just stopped and see, you know, I'm being found worthy to be persecuted. So that's what I had to see, you know, because he finds me worthy, not so much as God did, but Satan found it where I need to persecute her because she's doing something right. See, Satan don't go after those who's doing wrong. He goes after those who's doing something right in God's sight. You know, and right. my sister who actually told me, you still stupid because you actually think this is about you. And it's not. It's about your integrity to God.
Amen.
He wanted
Amen.
To see if you was going to fall, and you did. So now what are you going to do? You know, what are you
yeah.
going to do?
Yeah.
So when I finally put aside and figured that it wasn't about me, it was about my integrity to God, where he says, you know, go on and continue to make results for the one that's taunting me, not taunting you, little girl. Satan
right.
is taunting me. So you make reply to that one that's taunting me so we can make him a liar. So I had to do that. You know what I'm saying? So I'm back. You know, I'm not back 100. You know what I'm saying? I have my good days and my bad days. But on both days, I know that God's carrying me. So, you know,
Amen.
I'm good.
Put steps in the sand. Sound like you get it, sister. And that's something that we all touch on. You know, the good thing when God bring that fellowship together, he bring people that have been through it. You know, in order for us to reach people, they're going to have to relate to us. And that's what God does. It's not all the time, like I say, to supposedly be the goody shoes and finer garments. God is right there with those valleys and shadows that we in, that we walk through. You know, he's right there when you was in a broken home and the abusive family and drugs and violence. That's where God is. God rests in the pit. He rests profoundly in the assembly of struggle and pain. And for us to hear testimonies, you know, you read different doctrines, and God always seems to use the have nots, the lost, because that's the meaning of glory and grace in the first place, is that he can change a person like you around, sister, and let you know you still standing tall and justified and myself, and as far as that concerned, anybody with a testimony that you know it had to be God to save your life. It couldn't have been no coincidence or ironic or hypothetical. Nah, it was God that saved my life. And when he saved your life, the reason why we continue to praise him, because after all that he do, he show us the signs, he show us the wonders, and we still are human beings. Which human being to me means make mistakes. So that's why we need a Maccabee, a Messiah, a Savior like Lord Yeshua or Isa or Jesus. We needed somebody that understood what we going through, so that way we can have that bridge. So, you know, from Mafia Radio, we salute you, woman of God, because that's what it's about. It's about saluting that sister that been through so many things. And remember, y'all got to bear children and everything else. So y'all got it more harder than what sometimes our male chauvinistic way can even think. So we really submit to that spirit that's inside of you. And we say continued success, you know, and first success is prosperity in your spirit. God got you where he needs you to be. And everything else is just going to be blessing. And that's what I know.
Well, thank you very much. I feel the same way. Like I said, you know, I'm not 100% back, but I'm, you know, I'm making my way back with the help of, you know, good friends and good people around me, family, you know, and first and foremost, you know, just remembering to put God first. I know that all other things will be added to me. So, you know, I'm like I said, I'm working on my faith, and it doesn't take somebody, you know, it takes a strong-willed person, I have to say that, because with everything going around you and the way that you can go left so many times to get the things that you think that you need, you know what I'm saying, when God's already provided you with the things that you want, you know, you have so many opportunities. I have so many opportunities to go that way, especially after my husband died and I fell on financial, you know, burdens, but he always provided for me. My freezer was never empty. My bills were always paid. I can turn on the lights, gas, and water. You know what I'm saying? And didn't even think twice where it was coming from. I just know that it was coming. So I know that he was still there in my life. We walk away from him.
Really?
He never walks away from us.
Provisions, provisions, provisions. That's what he does. He provides for us, and you know, it's just you know, a humbling experience to be able to sit back and you know, it's something I already knew, but just to hear the testimony, like I said, it's powerful. And you know, me and Cocaine are just in a position, you know, to open the doors for that testimony to come through, and for us to really, you know, get it together. You know what I mean? So I salute you for sharing yours, and I know, you know, there's somebody listening that touch. You feel me? Cause and just to know that you're not alone in what you're going through, like, okay, it ain't just me. You feel me? You know what I mean? So this is a great platform for that, and I'm just excited, you know, to be here to witness it, and we're gonna keep moving. We salute you.
Most staff, thank you guys for doing it. I'm enjoying your show, like I said. I'm enjoying your show.
All right. God bless you, sweetie.
Yeah. Well, let's keep it moving. Let's keep these doors open. We got a 734 that's on the line. Let's bring them in. 734.
Yo, what's up, Justified Cocaine? Hey, this your brother V Caliber calling from Saginaw, Michigan, man, representing. How y'all doing?
We blessed, bro. How you doing today?
Big ups to Michigan.
Big ups, man. Well, listen, I'm calling in. I tuned in for the first week last week, you know, and I caught like maybe 15 minutes of the show, and I was really thrilled and very impressed. So I figured, you know, my wife looked at me because I had the phone on speaker, and she was like, honey, I think this is something that we can listen to, you know, from 5 to 7 o'clock on Sundays, because y'all be bringing some real powerful movements, and y'all be giving some real good scriptures and words, man, and I appreciate that. And I just want to, you know, call in and support.
Man, we appreciate you too, man, because that's what it takes, you know, to be able to open up dialogue in the first place is everything, because when people don't have a voice, it's hard for them to get anything out and touch anybody's spirit on the other end. So, you know, this Cocaine, man, I appreciate. My name's Jerry Love. You know, I appreciate, you know, you really going out there and supporting and help push the word, because, you know, that's what we got to do. We got to be relentless with it. You know, we can't be more talking about it than lip services. We got to be by action, because we have been talking about it for too many times. But according to 2014, now is really time to get out there. You know, kind of like in a funny way, you know how the Mormons always knocking on people's doors. Well, we got to be somewhat like that. We got to go out there and put paint where it ain't, press up flyers, whatever God has for us, to go ahead and get the word out there and spread the word about this this platform that God set us up through Brother Justify Mafia Radio. It's something that's is going to be real good, and that we can attract different things to donate seed, because all of this is just the seed, man, for everything for God to do what he's going to do. And God shows up and show out. And from one seed, mustard seed, fam, it can just flourish a big garden. That's what it is. We want to be able, through testimony, we appreciate the support, to be able to say it's harvest time, to get the word out there, it's harvest time. We understand we could put a big dent in Satan program with just the seed as Mafia Radio. So we happy that you're supporting, but we know it's going to take a lot of work. You know, sometimes we can get happy about a situation, but the key is into consistency and growth. So all we're doing is just growing it, and we water it with testimony, God, good word, and just open up dialogue. So salute to you, brother.
Hey, thanks a lot, man. And, you know, I'll always be a supporter, man, because for the first most, I appreciate the brother Justified. You know, man, for always being a very spiritual brother ever since I've met him. And behind the scenes, you know, talking with him from Michigan, to Cali, you know what I'm saying? I was blessed to have the pleasure to do a song with him, him and Just Lady and Big to the Boy and myself, you know. It was a really nice song, no profanity, no perversity coming off our tongues, you know. And We praising Jesus, you know, we praising God. And the name is prayed up, you know, and I got a lot of good reviews on it from everybody that I played for it. But You know, I'm just over here in Michigan, man, you know, over in the Midwest, representing for the so-called murder myth, and just trying to, you know, the God's word out there, man, you know. I found him.
Yeah.
I found him after many years of going in and out of prison, 23 years of in and out of prison. You know, I'm 39 years old, man, and it must cease. Now I must live for the word.
Yeah, yeah, and you know what? The Lord broke them chains. And when he break the chains, hey, ain't no more of being locked up. You have freedom. And that's what we telling y'all to the whole world, that there's freedom in God. You know what I'm saying? There's freedom in education and knowledge. There's freedom in unity and love. And I know that hit home to somebody to be able to come out of your spirit, brother, and we appreciate you. And you know Justified longer than I have, so I know he really appreciates you, you know?
Nah, me and Cal, he's a good dude. Like I said, he's definitely, you know, a mafia type, you know, minded person because, you know, like I said, we talk behind the scenes. Me and my brother, I've never met face to face. You know what I mean? We connected through business, you know, me doing some promo and different things with him. But, you know, when we would discuss business, somehow, you know, God always put it on my heart to bring him into the conversation. And, you know, that's where we grew, you know, somewhat of, you know, what we call a friendship, because it was through God. That's our connection. That's it. That's there. God put us together. You know what I mean? And I try to, you know, strike that type of situation with all my clients, with all the people that I. That's what God would have me to do, is to share him with everybody that I come in contact with. So, you know, shout out to V-Caliber. He's doing a lot. I've watched his music change, you know, and I've watched his mind change. I know the brother well just through conversation.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate
big
you,
up, sir. Big ups to Michigan, too, fam. We got to get you some more callers, Jay. Let's go to our next caller because time is short. It's only 30 minutes. If you don't get in, you got to tune in every Sunday, man. We got the hottest topics, glorifying God. So let's move on to our next call, Jay.
Yeah, we're going to take it into this 323 that's been holding with us. 323.
Good morning, good morning. Good afternoon to you. This is Vamar Catches, better known as Pretty Reese, Prophet Reese to the Streets. How you doing, Justified?
I'm blessed, brother. How about yourself?
All right, how you doing, Jerry?
Hey, what up, Reese? Reese, how you doing,
Jerry? All right. Praise God, my brothers. Praise God to the both of you, man. You know what I'm saying? God is good, man, you know, and it's really about kingdom building and like, you know, really, really, like I heard the other caller earlier talking about, the, you know, the fathers and, you know, it's about reaching out to these youth and you know, showing them that, you know, picking up a gun and, you know, going to shoot somebody ain't, that's not the business. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Too many of our young youth out here, you know, they gang banging and, you know, they need people like us to guide them and to give them the words, let them see that there is hope. You know what I'm saying? It's too many young people out here dying, man.
Yeah.
You know, and it's our job. Yeah. It's our job as men of God to steer them in the right direction. You know what I'm saying? And you know, I just like to testify, you know, to the goodness of Jesus Christ, you know, that he is the way, the truth, and the light, you know, and without him, you know, I mean, it's nothing. You know, we always have to put him first in whatever we do. And, you know, I'm not no perfect saint, you know what I'm saying, but one thing that I do know, that I'm saved by grace and mercy. Now, I know I'm going to mess up again, but it's by his grace, it's by his grace and mercy that saves me, you know, and you know, I try to do better, and, you know, if I slip, you know, I got to get back up and walk again. I can't stay down.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. You know what? To interject on that, brother, with you, you know, that's right on time, because we are under this impression that just doing by the law, by honoring the Ten Commandments, is just enough, is good enough to make you go to heaven or to be pushed by God's plan, you know, and his mission. That's far from it. You know what I'm saying? Because really it's 613 commandments if you really want to get analytical with it and really want to get specific with it. But the bottom line is the reason why we're here, we wake up every day, is not because just the law. I mean, the law is important. It don't give you an excuse to sin. But when you under grace, you ain't got to worry about the law, because when you under God's grace, you're going to look around and say, man, I don't do that no more.
Amen.
See, when you under grace, and you it pushes you towards that love, and it makes you know how to love in the first place, because the difference between love and lust is two separate worlds. See, we lust a lot of things. See, we can go to church, you know, sometimes, and we get that good feeling, and we get that good feeling, and we feel good emotionally. That's more of a lust, because we turn
come
back out
now,
and we do the same thing wrong that when we come in and ask God to do correct us on.
Right.
So we got to be careful. We got to be careful not to just think just by law that validates us from God Himself. No, it validates you because you're not good. I'm not good. She not good. He not good. God is good all the time. Because
the time,
it was God that woke you up, not the law.
Yes.
It was God the one that put you in a position to where it blows your enemy's imagination away, and your enemies say, how did that happen? Because of God's grace.
Amen.
So we appreciate a brother like you, because more people push, some people push people away into pulling them in and being fishermen of men. And
exactly.
you gotta realize when Yeshua walked this earth, or his name Isa in Muslim, when Jesus walked this earth, that our Son of God or prophet, the Messiah, when he walked this earth, he was trying to let them get it. It's not about being in competition. Like, he crowned the disciples, and I'm gonna say real briefly, he crowned the disciples, like, because they was arguing basically who going to heaven first, who's on first, who's on second, and a little child came into his arms, fam. And the whole story, to make a long story short, is like, you got to come into the innocence of a child. But when a child comes to earth, a child only know one word, fam, is love.
That's
right. A child only know one thing. A child is under grace.
Man.
So we have to come into that presence of, and how you come into the presence and stop beating yourselves up, and that includes me, is to know that under grace, you're going to follow the law. Under grace,
yes,
you're going to know which way to go, because you're not led by the law, you're led by the Spirit. And it's a difference between you being led by the law and being led by the Spirit, because when you're led by the Spirit, people might not understand your shine. People might even mock you and spit on you. But because you're led by the Spirit, you're not going to do certain things to entertain their ignorance. You're going to, as a child of God and being led by the Spirit, you're going to know what to say and how to say it.
How to say it.
Because when
Amen.
You're led by the Spirit, that's going to invoke you to study. The problem is that we roll in Rolls Royces and don't even know what the engine looks like. That means we don't need no lip service. We need what? We need action. That means if we roll this Rolls Royce and the Rolls Royce translate over to our engine, guess what has to look better? What has to look better is the engine to the Rolls Royce. So greater is he that is in me and you than he that is in the world. So that's what it is, fam, for you to acknowledge that and say, I'm not perfect, but I know where my blessings come from. You get
that's
it,
right.
Because the more you push towards grace, the more you're going to follow the law.
Man, and just to intellect on that, man, you know what I'm saying? The Word of God says to study to show thyself approved, workman rightly divided the word of truth. And you're right. I mean, how you going to have a Rolls Royce and you ain't even studied the engine, don't know nothing about it like you just said. So just to go into that, you know, you have to study the word. You know what I'm saying? You have to, that way when somebody come up to you and try to challenge you about the word, you know. You've already studied, you know what I'm saying? You showed yourself approved to God. And it's not even about, you know, standing up. It's really about you knowing the word, knowing the truth.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Life and death is in the power of the tongue. And he that loveth shall eat the fruit thereof. You know what I'm saying? So basically, I mean, you got to sit down, man, and take an hour, whatever it is out the day, and read some scriptures and get some revelation with God, what God wants you to hear, you know. And the revelation
Amen.
That he gave me for 2014 is let go and let him do it. And it said to me,
hey,
you know, all the time I try to do, it's not about me, it's about God. It's about letting him do it. Let him fight the battle.
That's
let
right.
him fight your battles. You know what I'm saying?
Amen.
You know, oftentimes we try to fight our own battles and we always lose. So basically what I'm saying is we got to let go and let God.
Y'all heard it right here on Mafia Radio. Y'all heard it from a man of God testimony. That's what Mafia Radio is about. Yo, Jay, what you got to say, fam?
Right now it's feast or famine. Either you're eating or you're starving. Houses upside down, foreclosures, government auctions, bargains. It's nasty out here, it's bad. It's awful as one big yesterday. Before yesterday they picked up my car, got repossessed. What's next? They found cancer in her chest. My little homie mama, man, they talking about cutting off her breath. Ran hella tests, mammograms and stuff. Nervous breakdown, her husband left in the rain before the rain. Somebody got shot today, and everybody know who did it. It's easy to kill a man, but it's harder to live with it. Karma used to take 3 years, but now it only takes 30 minutes. The victim's family shed their tears. Memorial Day, they go to visit the gravesite. The resting place of their family member, man. And then they light a candle and put flowers on it, man. A lot of my folks still here, a lot of my folks have vanished. Gotta provide you with the peanut butter and jelly, but you gotta
let
make
go,
the sandwich.
Let go!
I'm on the line with my relative. She cried. She said he might not come when you call him, but he always right on time.
I said that's
old people talk. She said them old people ain't lying. I was in church the other day and all I put was a dime. A dime, yeah. A dime, triple time. I got bread and back today. Just enough to spend, but in a whole nother way. My income tax came in. Got some credit cards to pay. And I owe a couple friends. I said, I'm safe. Ain't nothing to be ashamed. We're all in the same boat. But God is in the blessing game. The majority of us broke. We all going through some things. Gotta pray and hold on to your hope. Like a hubcap in the fast lane. My daughter pregnant. And her boyfriend, I'm giving down. Cereal, milk, cheese, and eggs. Apply for the WIC program. EBT, electronic benefit transfer. It's plain to see. Single parents got it.
Let go and let God fight your battles. All you got to do is just believe and have the faith of a mustard seed.
Let God
fight your battles.
Let it fight.
All you got to do is just believe.
It don't matter what you're going through. Trust in God, and He will see you through. Oh, if you ain't got no money, if you don't have no gas, if you're in a relationship, and it seems like it ain't gonna last, let go and let God. You got to moan. And that's what I like to say. Oh, 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 oh. If you're in the projects, let go and let God. Oh, oh, if you're in that prison cell, just let go. Just let go and let God. If you're in front of the judge, just let go and let God. Oh, 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 yeah. Let go, let go.
go and let God. If somebody's standing in front of you, got a gun pointed at you, just let go. Just let go and let God. Yes, he will. He'll fix it for you. I know he will. Yeah. Just let go. Just let go and let God.
By Mac 10. It's the Men of Faith in Action radio show, and we doing it for y'all. What's up with the cocaine? You still with me, Coke? I guess Coke is not with
you. No. You know you put on the mute. I'm up here talking, looking like I got apples in my face. Hey, no, but we here, man, excited about God. Jack, that's what I'm talking about. about movement, community movement, God movement. That's what I'm saying. You dig?
Yes, sir. We on it, man. We on it. It's been another great show, brother. Another great show. God definitely, you know, had his way with this.
Man, it was cool, man. All the people that called. We even had a caller from overseas, you know, giving his, you know, somewhat of his testimony. So big ups to, you know, England out there and everybody listening overseas. And just to be able to listen to all the people that talk. You know, it's a seriousness going on. There's no clown business when it comes to God's business. And just to recap on everything, it's this is only going to grow, fam. I'm excited and to see what God is going to do, because things that God is going to do can blow our imagination away. And the kingdom business is alive and well, and we playing our part. That's all we can do is play our part. You know, who God choose. And who he chooses to have favor, that's kingdom business. And right now we recognize that favor, that blessing. If it's not for God, we wouldn't be sounding like this, talking like this, leading by example on this radio station. So glory to God, to the Most High every time, Brother John Finn.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's definitely a beautiful thing, and it's one thing that I always like to say is that, you know, when God gives you a vision, you know, he will supply the provision. That's what he does. He provides, and if it's his business, you know, there's no better business planner walking this earth than God himself. You feel me? He made all this. You feel me? Like, even the things that we've created as men is still his creation, because he created us and gave us the ability to bring those things to life. So, you know, like I said, I'm definitely excited about the future of the Mafia radio show, and just the Mafia movement and period is going to, you know, there's no box on God. You know what I mean? God is going to do what he made undone, and he's going to sit back and be used.
Man, ain't you glad, man, just to touch on that too. You said it best, man. Ain't no box on God. Ain't no hood politics on God. Ain't no ignorance on God. God is just God by himself, you feel me? And he don't need nobody to be God. He God by himself. He just happened to love us so much and be compassionate and love us so much, he made sacrifices for us. But we want to continue to make those sacrifices by giving your time. You know, you can do a lot of things. You can go ahead and roll up your cush. You can go ahead and go get your beer. You can look at the game. You can do all that. But it's 86,400 seconds in a day. You can give God at least 5 minutes of your time. You got nothing but time. So make time for God. And listen to
And one
Jesus.
Thing about that time, Cocaine, is, you know, in my own walk, you know what I mean, in my own life, in my own testimony, that the time with him, bro, like, a little bit of time generates miracles. So, you know what I mean? It's like, when you get wrapped up into it and you really start analyzing life through the right perspective, you know, those moments are the moments that count. And you could talk to them like, you know, some people get caught up on a form of prayer or how they talk to God, or they, you know, they say the prayer that they heard their daddy or granddaddy say. But, man, I talk to God, like, throughout my whole day. Like, it ain't with my eyes closed and my hands folded. You feel me? Like, I talk to him all day long, you know, when God bless me in this trap. You know what I mean? Even some things that may seem, you know, mediocre, that, you know what I'm saying? Even as I just talk to him, he's really like the big homie, you know what I mean? It's nothing that I can't take to him or ask him why about, or, you know, request that he do on my behalf. And it's really just a relationship, and it ain't as hard as, you know, the world would paint it. They try to make it look not fun. They try to make it look like it's a burden on your lifestyle. But, man, we make time for everything else. You know what I mean? If we can't make time for the maker, something ain't right.
Hey, amen to that. Because, hey, that's what people got to get, brother. People got to get the fact that you don't need a certain way to talk to God. Of course, he wants you to be respectful because he's God. But I talked how I got dragged out of this cess, and how God dragged me out of this cess full of filth and suppression, is that I talk to him like I'm talking to Justified, like I'm talking to a caller. See, God appreciates that when you come to him as you are, because he has to change you the way he wants you to be, not the way you are. He knows the way you are. So sometimes if you got to, you know, I used to get out and used to be like, hey, hey, big homie in the sky, hey, I ain't feeling this, woo-wah. And it's like, he know my mouth, he know everything, but the thing that you're doing, you're telling your spirit from the most powerful thing in the world is your lips. The power is right there on your tongue. You're telling your spirit, and you're ministering. And that way you open up the door so you don't suffer condemnation and guilt. You know what I'm saying? And God will accept you the way you are. Come to him. Ain't nobody perfect. Me and Justified ain't getting on the phone and trying to be the Pope part, Pope 1500. None of that. We just regular people from the streets like disciples. You know what I'm saying? And that's where we are. We here to spread the message, set the platform up. But God says it. He's your judge, and come to him as you are. Love to come to him. Don't come to God just because it's the law and the commandment. Come to God because he wants your heart. And see, that's what God is in search of, our own heart, because it's the renewing not of your pocketbook. It's not the renewing of your homies that all of a sudden got extra money and going to help you out. It's the renewing of your mind. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Everything that God is trying to do, he's trying to renew our mind, because that's where our heart is. Feed your pineal gland that's in the center of your brain, and that's where the spirit lies. You feel me? Then God will take you from a subconscious level to a higher level of consciousness. And it's not that you so changed and better than somebody. No, not at all. If you step into them shoes, you become carnal. No, because you under God's grace, you know to go pick your people up from that filth you came from. And that's when you're under God's grace, and that's when you're taking care of the mission. God rest with the poor, the have not. So if God give it to you, remember, y'all, with great power comes even more of a greater responsibility. So learn about it. Get into a faith-based church, masjid, wherever. Soak it up and get in tune. It's about a personal relationship with God. And once you know that, you're going to be able to fellowship, and the fellowship is going to be more powerful because God is working it. And whenever two or three people are in agreement, then you see God in the midst. And it won't be about just your emotions. It'll be about your faith and trusting God, letting go. That's what that means. So I'm excited to see what God is going to do. I'm sure saints and callers, brothers and sisters, brown, white, Chinese, black, you know, the spirit is infectious, and it's for all of us. It's not for one person. It's for greater is he that is in me, being than all y'all, than he that is in the world. That means God in you, nobody can lose. God is in you, you will never lose. So that's our mission, and that's what we plan to do, and it's being put down right here on Mafia Radio.
Yes, sir. With that being said, we want to thank everybody that tuned in today, everybody that called in and shared their testimony with us. We surely appreciate it, because we know that those that are listening, it touched somebody. And if each show, only one person is affected by what we're putting out here, that's a job well done. So we just want to thank y'all for tuning in. And we're going to end it with something real. This song is real dear and close to me and got me through a lot of my hard times. So we're going to end it out with my boy Smokey Norfolk. This song right here is called In the Middle. Thank y'all for listening.
Peace.
Sometimes it seems hard to see, I guess, for you. And sometimes it's hard for you to that I'm there with you. Oh, be strong, hold on, and know I'm right there in the middle. Oh, when you cry, I'm happy. I was your friend.
question your faith. Oh, don't give up, always look up. Don't give in, I'm right there in the middle. Yeah, yeah, pain, heartache, I'm right there. Tried to take your hope away. I was there when you didn't know right from wrong. Yeah, I was there when your friends walked out on you. I was there when you didn't know what to do. Yeah, when you searched and found all of your family was gone. When you couldn't see your night from day. Oh, I'm right there.